Yes, I'm in front of a 30 million year old oak leaf. It is identical to oak leaves living today. When we look carefully, the leaves, the veins in them, the paths of these veins and everything about them is exactly the same. And there is no difference between it and living oak leaves. Who says this today? Paleobiologists say so. In other words, experts on the subject, paleontologists, who say which species various fossils belong to. They say so. We listen to the voice of science, and paleontology reveals that no matter how old life forms may be, they never evolved, they never changed, and they never turned into another species. This is a fossil leaf, but as we know, leaves have very soft structures. They are very fragile. It is very unlikely that after falling from the tree, a leaf will survive, especially between layers of rock for 30 million years, that it will remain there in petrified form, in other words, that it will come down to us like this. But it does happen sometimes. During the process of carbonization, which led to the formation of today's coal beds and oil fields, organic remains, including living bodies, or occasionally, plants, remain close to the surface, and they can be unearthed by paleontologists. This is one such example, and a very rare one. This is a very important example of the small number of fossil leaves, because it is so distinct. The structure of its veins and the shape of the leaf show us that this is an oak leaf. Oak trees are plants, and since this lived 30 million years ago, it was also able to make photosynthesis 30 million years ago. Valonia oaks also existed at that time, and there is no difference between them and oak trees living today. Paleontology clearly reveals that as we look at the shape of oak tree leaves living today.